From Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. At the Christian Research Institute, we do what we do because life and truth matter. CRI's mission is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. And at the heart of our mission is the defense of the essential Christian teaching, the main and the plain doctrines of the Bible. But an alarming decline is occurring in the American church. Fewer and fewer Christians affirm the essential and historic doctrines of the Christian faith. An important recent survey shows that only 19% of those identifying themselves as born-again Christians hold to just 6 scaled-down essentials of the faith, less than 1 out of 5 professing Christians. In response, Hank Hanegraaff assembled an equipping resource and a remarkably user-friendly compact flip chart format, Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. Stay tuned during this special encore broadcast to find out how you can receive this vital resource by which you can communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity. And now, here is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I've been doing this broadcast for over 2 decades now, but I can't think of a single time that I've ever come into the studio where I have not been grateful for the opportunity to speak to so many people using the Bible Answer Man broadcast as a platform. But today, I am particularly motivated and excited about the opportunity to put a resource that I've long wanted to have in your hands. It's a resource that codifies exactly what you, as a believer, have given your life to. Randy was just talking about a survey, a Barna survey that examines changes in worldview among Christians over the past 13 years. And quite frankly, it's chilling. Less than half of born-again adults believe in absolute moral truth. A minority of born-agains are convinced that Satan is a real force. Less than one half of all born-again believers reject the notion of earning salvation through their own works. And less than two-thirds of born-again believers believe that Jesus was sinless. It is absolutely astounding that one today can say, I am born again. Not just born physically, but I am born again spiritually. I have taken on the spotless robes of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and therefore, I will not stand before God dressed in my own filthy robes of self-righteousness, but I will be in the spotless robes of Christ, and therefore, I will be accounted as righteous before a just and holy God because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Well, I have taken essential Christian doctrine, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. How can I give this to people in such a way that they'll have something that they can put in their purse or pocket that codifies exactly what they have given their lives to? And not just the statement of what you believe, but the statement of why you believe what you believe. And quite frankly, I came upon this idea with my wife, Kathy. We were at a golf tournament that one of my kids was playing in. And we were in the pro shop, and we saw a laminated flip chart that contained the rules of golf. And the rules of golf, quite frankly, can be very daunting. They're detailed. They're difficult to digest. And here in a flip chart format with little illustrations, we had the rules of golf made simple. Easy to reference. You could stick it in your golf bag. If there was a question about what a ruling should be, you could flip it open. You could have a quick answer. And I thought that would be the best way, not just a good way, but the best way in which I could present essential Christian doctrine. And that's precisely what I've done. I've developed a laminated flip chart. It's durable. It's virtually indestructible. Again, you can put it in your pocket or purse, and you can use it as a ready reference for exactly what you have given your life to. These are the very hills upon which the martyrs bled and died. So often we forget about the significance of essential Christian doctrine. These are the hills that the early Christians were willing to die on. They're the very doctrines that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. In fact, I would say this. They are the North Star by which the course of Christianity is set. Just as the North Star is an unchanging reference point by which sailors safely guided their ships, so essential Christian doctrine has safely guided the church through the doctrinal storms that have sought to sink it. It is, talking about essential Christian doctrine, the foundation on which the very gospel of Jesus Christ rests, from his deity to the eschatological certainty that he will appear a second time to judge the living and the dead. Essential Christian doctrine is foundational to the gospel. All other religions compromise, confuse, contradict essential Christian doctrine. Muslims, they dogmatically denounce the doctrine of Christ's unique deity. They call it the unforgivable sin of shirk. They readily affirm the sinlessness of Christ, but adamantly deny his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection as the only hope of salvation. So I want you to be able to internalize what you believe. And because I am so focused on that reality, on that outcome, I've organized the main and plain things of Scripture, essential Christian doctrine, around, guess what? The Word doctrine. And this may seem simple, but I don't know that this has ever been done before. You can look at essential Christian doctrine in big books. Sometimes they're gathered around 14 principles, sometimes around 9, sometimes around 7. But when have they ever been in a memorable word and the exact word that fits the situation? Doctrine. I've never made my acronyms gratuitous. In other words, they have to fit the bill. And this is exactly what the word doctrine does by God's grace. What is the essential of all essentials? Remember when Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi and he asked his disciples the mother of all questions, "Who do you say that I am?" You know, the Mormons will say, well, you are the spirit brother of Lucifer. A Jehovah's Witness will say, you are the Archangel Michael. A New Thought guru will say, you are an avatar. You are an enlightened messenger. Jesus, however, answered by saying, I am God. And as a result, the Jewish leaders tried to kill him because in calling God his own father, they said Jesus was making himself equal with God. So I start with the deity of Jesus Christ. That's the D in the acronym doctrine. And I end with eschatology. Now look, we can debate the meaning of the millennium, the timing of the tribulation, but we cannot debate this. Jesus Christ is coming again. He said it himself, do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the graves will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. So from the D in doctrine to the E in doctrine, and all the letters in between, you have the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood in memorable format. And added to that, you don't just have a statement of what you believe, but you have a defense for why you believe what you believe. Why is that so important? I'll tell you why it's important, because you have people like Bart Ehrman today, distinguished professor, and he is claiming that Matthew, Mark, and Luke do not have any indication of Jesus Christ claiming that he is indeed God. You can hear him say this in his own words. He's trying to convince his students and now the world that there is no indication in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, where Jesus claims to be God. Well, as hard as that might be to believe, it's true. And maybe you have to hear it with your own ears. Here's Bart Ehrman in his own voice making that claim.
If the historical Jesus actually went around saying that he was God, it's very hard to believe that Matthew, Mark, and Luke left out that part, you know, as if that part wasn't important to mention. But in fact, they don't mention it. And so this view of the divinity of Jesus on his own lips is found only in our latest gospel, the Gospel of John.
Matthew and Mark leave this out? How can a scholar say something like that? In the future, said Jesus, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Look, a biblically illiterate person could miss the import of those words. But Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin, to whom those words were spoken, did not. If ever there was a razor-sharp metaphor, this was it. It cut Caiaphas and the court, condemning Christ to the quick. They understood that in saying he was the Son of Man who would come on the clouds of heaven, he was saying, in fact, making an overt reference to his coronation as the Son of Man in Daniel's vision. And in doing so, he was not only claiming to be the pre-existent sovereign of the universe, but prophesying that he would vindicate his claim before the very court that was now condemning him to death. And it's crucial to note that in Daniel's prophecy, the Son of Man is not descending to earth at the end of history, but ascending to heaven. And by combining Daniel's prophecy with David's proclamation in Psalm 110, Jesus was claiming that he would ascend to the throne of Israel's God and share God's very divinity and glory. To students of the Old Testament, this was the height of blasphemy. And so they all condemned him as worthy of death because he, a mere man, claimed to be God. This is not only true in Matthew and Mark, it's true in Luke, and certainly true in the Gospel of John as well. And in this flip chart, I give you not only what you believe with respect to the deity of Jesus Christ, but why you believe it, as I do for all the doctrines, D-O-C-T-R-I-N-E. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. But look, here's what you need to do. Go to the phone and order this flip chart, 888-7000-CRI, or just go to the web and get it online at equip.org. We'll be right back with more about essential Christian doctrine.
Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine not only has superb subject matter, but it is presented in a unique and memorable format. Hank has taken the main and plain things of Scripture and made them available to you in an accessible, fully laminated, easy-to-use flip chart that equips you to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity. To receive your copy of Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine as our thanks for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. InterVarsity, one of the largest collegiate associations in the country, has been derecognized on a growing number of college campuses for believing in traditional morals. In 2014, Brendan Eich, CEO of Mozilla and creator of JavaScript, was forced from his position just for having donated $1,000 to California's Proposition 8, a ballot initiative limiting marriage to a man and a woman. A plethora of such examples demonstrate that a tsunami of secularism has been unleashed, and we've not yet seen its high watermark. To equip you for the days ahead, read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive your copy of It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for supporting the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. www.bibleanswerman.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Hank Hanegraaff's handy resource, Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine, is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, using the hankronym Doctrine. The letter D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To receive your copy of Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine as our thanks for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Once again, here's Bible Answer Man host Hank Hanegraaff.
And these memorable keys are in a user-friendly flip chart. Again, the what and the why. We were talking before the break about the deity of Jesus Christ, and I was pointing out that there are attacks against the deity of Jesus Christ from without. Jehovah's Witnesses, and Muslims, and Mormons, and New Thought metaphysical practitioners. But the attacks come from within as well. Paul warned that even from among your own numbers men will arise and distort the truth. I've written about that in Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, but here you can hear with your own ears the voice of Creflo Dollar as he talks about fantasy preachers who say that Jesus Christ came as God. In fact, denies overtly, dogmatically, that Jesus Christ came as God. Listen to this.
And somebody said, well, Jesus came as God. Well, how many of you know the Bible says God never sleeps nor slumbers? And yet in the book of Mark, we see Jesus asleep in the back of the boat. Y'all, please listen to me. Please listen to me. This ain't no heresy. I'm not some false prophet. I'm just reading this thing out of to you, the Bible. I'm just telling you all these fantasy preachers have been preaching all of this stuff for all of these years, and we bought the package.
And you ought to buy the package because Jesus Christ claimed to be God. The Bible claims that Jesus Christ is God. And the credentials of Jesus Christ back up his claim to deity. Matthew 4 records that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching, preaching, healing every disease and sickness among the people. Mark 4 documents Jesus rebuking the wind and the waves, saying, quiet, be still. The Bible is replete with the credentials that back up the deity of Jesus Christ. So again, I not only give you a succinct way of remembering what you believe with respect to the deity of Jesus Christ, but when someone attacks the deity of Jesus Christ, like a Bart Ehrman from without, or a Creflo Dollar from within, you have in a handy, memorable flip chart the reason you believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Well, we've talked about the deity of Jesus Christ, the O in doctrine, in this flip chart, laminated, available right now through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. When you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, is original sin. Look, sin is not just murder, rape, or robbery. Sin is failing to do the things we should and doing the things we should not. Sin is a word that describes any thought, any word, any deed, any state of being that fails to meet God's standard of holiness and perfection. And the Bible unambiguously proclaims that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sin is the deprivation of good. It is characterized by a lack rather than being something in itself. Sin is a break in relationship to God. It's not an ontological substance. So I not only here describe in the flip chart what we believe with respect to sin, but why we believe what we believe. In fact, in the flip chart, there are sins of omission and sins of commission. Sin is failing to do the things we should and doing those things we should not. Not only that, but in the flip chart, you will see what the unforgivable sin is. And a lot of people think it is an act. I demonstrate it is not. It is an ongoing, willful rejection of the love and grace and glory of God. Again, all of that so important because there are those like Deepak Chopra, who seems almost ubiquitous today on television. Every time I turn on a talk show, I see Deepak Chopra. And in this particular clip that I want to play right now, he takes on the notion of original sin head on. In fact, he makes the dogmatic assertion that man is not a sinner.
Well, the last person said man is by essential nature violence. It's partly true that in given our evolution for billions of years, we've been governed by something called the fight-flight response, which means in a threatening situation, we run or we fight, and that's the cause of the major epidemics, what we call stress. So it's true that when people are threatened, they react violently, but violence always has a context. Human beings have the ability to go beyond that. We have something called the restful awareness response that occurs through meditation. We have the intuitive response, the creative response, the visionary response, the sacred response. So man is not by essential nature fallen or ignorant or a sinner or violent. It's when our needs are thwarted, when we feel unsafe, when we feel...
Well, as you can hear, what the Bible calls sin, Deepak Chopra simply relegates to the evolutionary notion of fight and flight response. In other words, there is, in his worldview, no moral culpability. Right and wrong simply do not exist. What Chopra is saying, in effect, is that Hitler cannot now or ever be held accountable for sin. It's all just a function of blind, mechanistic, evolutionary processes. In evolution, which he makes part of the argument, there is no such thing as sin, only brain chemistry and genetic makeup. In fact, there is no such thing as free will. Everything is guided and directed by blind, mechanistic, evolutionary processes. Simple as that. Again, what's happening here is the very essence of the Christian faith is being attacked. And I started the broadcast by reading you statistics. And what those statistics demonstrate is that the culture has invaded the church. And the church has become a microcosm of the culture. No longer knowing what they believe and why they believe it. Why am I so passionate about putting this resource into your hands? It is because I want people to have, along with their Bibles, one little resource that categorically defines this is what I have committed my life to. As for me and my house, this is what I believe. And I don't believe it because I hold to blind faith. No, I believe it because I hold to faith in irrefutable fact. In other words, Christianity is not blind. It's not blind chance, as a Deepak Chopra puts his hope in. It's not blind faith. It is faith in evidence. That's why we sing, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word." What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who did Jesus for refuge have fled? We're not talking about a game here. We're not talking about no harm, no foul. We're talking about standing on the rock of Scripture. And in a soundbite age, in an age in which people simply don't read, and oftentimes don't reason, I didn't want to capitulate to the culture, but I wanted to give you a basis to say, this is what I believe. If a Mormon comes to your door, this is what I believe. If a metaphysical practitioner comes to your door, this is what I believe. Look, every single cult, every false religion compromises essential Christian doctrine. So you have to know what you believe. You have to know why you believe what you believe. Again, the flip chart is available right now. It's Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. You can master the main and the plain things of the historic Christian faith in minutes, but here's what I think is really cool. You can remember them for a lifetime. It's a memorable guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, the essential Christian doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. Right now, available through the ministry. You can go to the World Wide Web, order online for your gift to the ministry. You can write me for your copy or copies. You'll want more than one. At Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, 888-7000-CRI for your gift to keep this voice, this ministry, this resource circling the globe, making a difference for time and for eternity. I've seldom been more excited about anything, and I know you will be just as stoked when you have this resource in your pocket or purse. Check it out. You can see it visually on the World Wide Web at equip.org, and you can order there in a safe, secure fashion. And we will be right back with more of Essential Christian Doctrine on the other side of the break. Please don't touch that dial.
Hank Hanegraaff explains that Essential Christian Doctrine is the foundation on which the gospel of Jesus Christ rests. From Messiah's deity to the certainty that he will appear a second time to judge the living and the dead, Essential Christian Doctrine is foundational to the gospel. And all other religions and worldviews compromise, confuse, or contradict these essential teachings. Muslims, for example, dogmatically denounce the doctrine of Christ's unique deity as an unforgivable sin. They readily affirm the sinlessness of Christ, but adamantly deny his sacrifice on the cross. As Christian philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal so poignantly put it, truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless you love the truth, you cannot know it. To know, love, and internalize the paramount Christian truths, receive Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine as our thanks when you support the vital work of the Christian Research Institute. Simply call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit online at equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back in a moment. My faith versus my job. My faith versus my social standing. My faith versus my future. For more and more Christians, notes Mary Eberstadt, such either-or thought experiments aren't theoretical exercises. They are constant real-life companions. Houston pastors were subpoenaed to turn over any sermons mentioning gender identity or the mayor. A U.S. Marine in North Carolina was court-martialed, discharged, and denied military benefits for posting on her office computer, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." The Christian Research Institute is here to equip you to act against the growing secular onslaught. Read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for your support. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the facts or false teachings, they recognize them instantaneously. But we need ministry partners both to pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the CRI support team? These committed donors are the backbone of financial support of our broadcast, website, publications, and outreach activities. And when you partner with us, you'll receive one of Hank Hanegraaff's books personalized to you, a family member or a friend. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call us today at 888-7000-CRI. You can also join the CRI support team or find answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. Essential Christian Doctrine is the foundation of the historic Christian faith and the heartbeat of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Hank Hanegraaff wants to put a resource in your hands that he'd been dreaming about for well over a decade. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. From the deity of Christ to the certainty that Jesus will appear a second time to judge the living and the dead, the essential Christian doctrines are the most important truths Christians have always held sacred and form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. This resource not only has superb subject matter, but it's presented in a unique and memorable format. Hank has taken the main and plain things of Scripture and made them available to you in an accessible, fully laminated, easy-to-use compact flip chart. To receive memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. And now, here again is Hank Hanegraaff.
It is without compromise. It is compelling. It is compact, just 4x6. You know, put it in your pocket or purse. But it gives you essential Christian doctrine, the what and the why. We talked about the deity of Jesus Christ. We talked about the doctrine of original sin. The C stands for the canon of Scripture. The Hebrew Scriptures, along with the Greek New Testament, are divine rather than merely human in origin, and together constitute the entire Christian canon. That means the standard of measurement. And they can rightly be considered the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. Inspiration provides divine authority for the Bible. Canonization, however, provides human acknowledgement of that divine authority. And as such, the canon was determined by God and only discovered by believers based on the principles of canonicity. So the canon of Scripture, it's important. Look, there are so many attacks today against the canon of Scripture. So you not only want to know what you believe with respect to the canon of Scripture, but why. And in this flip chart, what you have is an explanation of the why. On what basis was the canon determined by God and only discovered by men? How can you know for certain that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin? Bart Ehrman, and we have been discussing him over the last couple of weeks because he's in the news. He's selling hundreds of thousands of books. He's a popular icon today in the culture and has made it his mission to try to demonstrate that the Bible is fatally flawed, riddled with discrepancies, contradictions. In this kind of a milieu, how can you know for certain that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin? And what about this? How can you know for certain that the canon is divinely authoritative and not merely the pretext of historical winners? I mean, that's the old argument today, isn't it? Historical winners, they determined what was going to be in the Bible. And if someone else had won the historical battle, you would have different books. You'd have the Gospel of Judas. And Bart Ehrman says that if we had the Gospel of Judas as opposed to the Gospel of John, we might well have avoided the Holocaust. Because in his view, the Gospel of John doesn't belong in any Bible, quite simply because it's anti-Semitic. Not my thoughts, his thoughts. Maybe outrageous, but people are buying in this case, not to the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie, but a great big lie stuffed with all kinds of baggage. Look what he says. He says, if God didn't go to the trouble of preserving Scripture, he probably didn't inspire the Scripture in the first place.
My view about that is that if God didn't go to the trouble of preserving the words of Scripture, the authoritative words of Scripture, that he probably didn't go to the trouble of inspiring them in the first place. Because if he wanted people to have his absolute words so that he inspired them, he would have preserved them. But the fact is he didn't preserve them, which shows that he probably didn't inspire them.
Well, he both preserved them and he did inspire them. Look, if we had the original writings, we would most certainly make idols out of them. Just think the Shroud of Turin. The genius of God has been to preserve the text in abundance. And through the bibliographic test, we can get back to the original without the worry of an authoritarian body that could manipulate or control the text. And with the multiplicity of texts, no one source of power or authority could stamp out the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. The more you learn, the more gloriously committed you will be to the Bible as the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. Again, in the flip chart, you not only have what you believe with respect to Scripture, but why you believe the Bible is the inspired, inerrant Word of God. It's not blind faith. It is faith in evidence. Well, the T in the acronym doctrine stands for Trinity. And although the word Trinity, like incarnation, is not found in the Bible, it does aptly codify what God has condescended to reveal to us about his nature and being. The Trinitarian platform contains three planks. The first plank underscores the reality that there is but one God. The second emphasizes that in hundreds of passages, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are each declared to be fully and completely God. And the third asserts that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally distinct. And it's important to note that when Christians speak of one God, they're referring to the nature or the essence of God. But when they speak of persons, they are referring to personal self-distinctions within the Godhead. Put another way, we believe in one what and three whos. Now, again, that's what we believe. But again, there's an attendant question. If that's what you believe, why do you believe it? Why do Christians hold that there is but one God? Well, we hold that because the Bible says there is only one God. And I've made that easy to remember in the flip chart. I use the acronym DIE because the Jews were fiercely monotheistic, willing to die for the notion that there was but one God. In Deuteronomy 6:4, for example, we have the Hebrew Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." In Isaiah 43, we have a like commitment to only one God. In fact, God called ancient Israel to know, to understand, to believe the basic reality: before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. And the same thing is true in the New Testament. You go to Ephesians as a case in point, and you read this: there is one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So in the flip chart, I point out why we believe the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Why we hold that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally distinct. Is the Trinity a three-headed monster, as the Jehovah's Witnesses claim? Is it absurd, as communicated through the Mormons or the Muslims? Or can we with great confidence hold to the infallible truth of one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct? We can't fully comprehend it, but we can see what the Bible has said about it. we can apprehend it in the words of God. Again, all part of the flip chart. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the resurrection and the incarnation and new creation and eschatology as we flesh out essential Christian doctrine. Again, this is a memorable guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. Master the main and plain things of the historic Christian faith in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Have this as a resource in your pocket or purse. This is a statement of what you've given your life to. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org for your gift to the ministry. You can order via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And you can go to our resource consultants on the phone, 888-7000-CRI. Again, 888-7000-274. Order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. It will be a blessing in your life and the lives of your loved ones. We'll be talking again about this tomorrow on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The Christian Research Institute is committed to the maxim, in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. As Hank Hanegraaff explains, our goal is to make people so familiar with the essentials of the historic Christian faith that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, they recognize it instantaneously. There must be unity around the essentials, since essential Christian doctrine forms the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. Yet today, as perhaps never before, this line is not just being blurred by false teaching, it is being obliterated. The Apostle Paul exhorted his protege Timothy, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." To equip you in the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith, Hank wants to put memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine into your hands. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. InterVarsity, one of the largest collegiate associations in the country, has been derecognized on a growing number of college campuses for believing in traditional morals. In 2014, Brendan Eich, CEO of Mozilla and creator of JavaScript, was forced from his position just for having donated $1,000 to California's Proposition 8, a ballot initiative limiting marriage to a man and a woman. A plethora of such examples demonstrate that a tsunami of secularism has been unleashed, and we've not yet seen its high watermark. To equip you for the days ahead, read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive your copy of It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for supporting the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity,
Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org.